Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Steph. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell, I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And yep, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Ari Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckin' Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Good, then where you at? They never are relaxed, they turned up to the max. Damn.
Oh my gosh. Ian, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I'm super happy to be back. We've been gone for 2 weeks. So I'm super happy to be here. Thank you guys so much for everybody who's coming in late, everybody that's going to tune in. I'm super happy to have Ian. he's running the board tonight for me. So thank you for that. Thank you so much.
You're so silly.
Everybody, if you don't know who Ian is, you've probably been hiding behind a rock. But Ian Burke is one of our hosts on Thursday's show. He's there every Thursday, 9 p.m. I always say 10. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so make sure you guys check him out. Not only that, go ahead and Google him and do your background. You know what I'm saying? You'll see who Ian Burke is. But make sure you check out his show, Launchpad Radio, right here on Dollhouse Radio, every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So make sure you guys check out the show. I wanna say this too. If you guys wanna send music to some of our other hosts, we have 7 different shows here at Dollhouse Radio. Feel free to do that. So, you know, we have Dollhouse Radio Music, you guys send music to at gmail.com. Also reach out to Ian Burke, because every host here, we all play indie music. So reach out to everybody, Heaven Hollywood, Ian Burke, holler at everybody. So I want everybody to give out their Twitters and sometime in the show so everybody can reach out to you guys. Because sometimes they just send it to our show. I want everybody to send it to everyone's shows on here, because everybody's going to play your music if it's good. I don't know how Ian does it. How do you do it, Ian? How do you select the music?
I just go ahead and, you know, I give people a chance. I'm you know, going to start a segment on the show called Smash It or Trash It, where, you know, we play, you know, people's music and our guests give their reviews on it. So, you know, we do a light screening process, though. I can't front. We can't just put anything on the air, because some of the stuff that we get, India, is, yeah.
Was that
for real, though.
In your back seat? What the hell is going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Was that in your bathroom?
Right, was that in your bathroom? Did you take a picture with that? Oh, my gosh. You know what? I definitely think that people out there, indie artists, we have to put more into our music. We have to make sure that every time you record, try to figure out ways to get better. Try to, like, you know, make sure that you're recording on good equipment if you're doing it at home. Or invest into yourself. You know, you might have to go into the studio. So, and I know a lot of people say they can't afford it, but I feel that if you're going to do it, you have to do it right. Correct?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you're trying to do it professionally, so.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't invest in yourself, why should we invest in you? That's the bottom line.
Right. Why should we listen to it? Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
do we have a 516 on the line?
5-1. No, not yet. We have a 323-483.
Okay. Heaven Hollywood is going to be here with us tonight, too. So if you see a 516, that's him. I don't know if you see a 951. If Ari, I know she's in Denver, but she's probably going to try to call in. So.
Okay. No.
What were you going to say?
No, that was it. I just see just one LA number with a question mark.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to encourage everybody tonight. We are going to have open lines tonight. A little bit later in the show, we're going to talk about ghost stories. So we're all the cast, and we're going to have everybody tell their ghost story. I'm sure Ann has one. Since it's Halloween, we definitely want to tell ghost stories. So I want to hear your ghost story. So 646-595-4038. Make sure you guys call in. We definitely want to hear your ghost story tonight. If you call in with your ghost story, please don't make a stupid ghost. Don't make something up if you don't have one. Just be honest. Just tell a real ghost story. We don't want to hear no fake ghost stories, okay? So make sure you guys, if you have a good one, call us, 595-4038. We definitely want to hear your story. I want to say a few announcements before we get started. My book, Infamous, is available right now on Amazon. Make sure you guys check it out if you haven't. It's called Infamous. It's about my life. Also, you can go to indiamorale.com and you can order it there. Let me see what else. Indie artists, we already mentioned this. Senior Music, Dollhouse Radio Music at gmail.com. We definitely want to get you guys. I want more artists on the show. So make sure, because we had a conversation the other night, Me in Heaven, and I definitely want to make sure that we're getting more artists on some of the other shows. So, but I know Ann holds it down. He has, like, indie artists every week. So we want to make sure that we're getting more artists on some of the other shows. So make sure you guys send in your music. Dollhouse Radio was also launched in a magazine, The Dollhouse. It's called Dollhouse, sorry, in 2014. So if you guys want to, you know, contribute to the magazine, or if you have, if you want to have get some information on ad space or anything like that, just hit me up at dollhouseradio@gmail.com, and I would kindly give you that information. Make sure you check out all the other Dollhouse Radio shows. 7 days a week, we're here live every day, Monday through Sunday, you guys. We got a show every night. So you can go to indiamorale.com. The schedule is there. Just click Dollhouse Radio, and you guys will get the schedule. All right. So all my announcements are done. Tonight we had a crazy show. Very interesting tonight, Ian.
516 number.
Oh, he's there. Okay. Bring him in.
Want to bring him in. He's
bring
in.
Him in. Hey. Hey, Heaven.
Yo.
Hey. So we're here with Ann tonight. It's me, you, Ann, and Heaven. I'm so excited because I got all the guys on the phone with me.
Okay. Fucking
yes.
Sandwich.
Yes. Shut up, Mina. Shut up. So anyway, sorry, you guys. Sorry about that. We have an interesting show tonight. Trevor Wilson. If you don't know who he is, he used to manage the late Alicia Tyler. She was a dope film star. She passed away a few months ago.
Alicia Tyler.
Yes. He's going to be here tonight. We have him tonight. He's going to come on. I think in about 10 to 15 minutes he'll be here with us. And he will be answering questions because, see, a lot of people were speculating after her death. And a lot of people were making up stuff like, oh, you know, I thought it was this. I heard it was that. So I wanted to go to the source, and I wanted to bring him on the show so he can tell you what happened. Okay.
That's good. I'm happy that he's going to be here because, you know, and whenever an adult film star dies, it's always one or two things people say. They either die of drugs or they die of AIDS. And I'm just glad that he's going to be. It can never be nothing else. Either they die of drugs or they die of AIDS.
Right.
I still, you know what? I still hadn't seen anything about it. I you know, when I first heard about it, I looked for it. I couldn't find anything about Alicia. She's one of my newbie favorites. You know, so I hadn't been able to find anything about it. So it's going to be good to hear straight from a reliable source.
Good. That's people's problem when they don't find something about it. They decide to make up their own.
They make up stuff. Right, like I heard people talking all kind of stuff. Yeah, you know she was probably on drugs. And I just hate that because it also goes back in heaven back to the thing where people were making up rumors about Brian Pumper and Pinky about them having AIDS.
Having AIDS? Yeah, I still be seeing that. Yeah, that's people still be saying Pinky. That's the one with that with the monster.
Yeah,
ain't
she
it?
Got.
I mean,
AIDS.
Where
do
people
like, no,
be coming up
with?
They just decide one day that she got the monster.
Oh, my God. I mean, but it's the worst thing that you can assume someone has. Like, how could you assume? You should know. If you don't have the facts, it's no way I'm going to put that out there. It's no way I'm going to. I've seen people actually tweeting this recently about Pinky and about Brian.
Yeah.
You know,
you know
they got AIDS. I'm like, no, they don't.
That's black Twitter for you. And, I mean, listen. Because I told you there's two types of Twitter. There's regular Twitter and then there's black Twitter.
And black Twitter, yes.
So now you also got to remember, you shouldn't surprise, you guys also got to remember black Twitter swore up and down that they saw Ciara on Oprah Winfrey saying she was a man. How many years they said that?
I still
they said
seen
they
that,
saw
so.
Her admit on Oprah Winfrey that she was a transsexual. I mean come
right.
on, man. I can't find that.
Right.
I looked for that for 5 years. I ain't found it yet.
You still haven't found it. Yeah. So, I don't know, you know. So if you didn't hear it from the source, it's not true. That's just me. I don't do the he say, she say thing. So I'm definitely excited for him to come through tonight and just tell, you know, exactly what happened because people do have questions. People definitely liked her. This girl was really loved. A lot of people sent me tweets about her. You know, a lot of people didn't know she was dead. So, you know, she has a lot of people who like her out there, and I definitely wanted to bring him on to just speak about her, just Danielle herself.
That's going to be good.
Her,
That's going to be good. Yeah, that's going to be good.
Right. Yes, yes. Also, we have Robin Trout. She's going to be coming on tonight. She's an new Interscope artist. Excited about her. She's a pretty girl.
That's her on the page in that I Love L.A. shirt?
Yeah, that's her.
Uh-huh. Sheesh.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
with
pretty.
The fro.
She's an L.A.
girl.
With
natural.
Yes. Shout out to Robin. and Lady Soul, I want to shout out to her, too, her PR girl. Who else we got? We have Schoolboy, our Artist Spotlight of the Week for Dollhouse tonight.
Okay.
He's going to be on, yes, and I'm very excited about him because this young man has been doing a lot of things. He has a song with a few artists, and I'm very excited about this artist because this guy has been working. He's been putting in work for his little young age. So shout out to Schoolboy. He'll be on with us in a little bit to talk to us. Let me see. I guess that's all the announcements we have for right now. We're going to do some gossip and news. I want to talk about real quick because Trevor's going to be coming on in about 5 minutes. I want to talk about Kanye West. So anytime you guys want to jump in, please jump in. We want to talk about this engagement with Kim Kardashian. You heard recently they just got engaged.
Yep.
Okay. So what do you feel about that, Heaven? Because I don't know. Like,
well, you know me. I'm a Kim Kardashian groupie. So you know how I felt about it. One, I was jealous as hell. That was the first thing. After all that subsided, I think that, you know, like I said, he'd been chasing her for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I'd say let's just see what happens. I think he is in love with her. He may be on the borderline of obsessed because the way
he
be
looking.
Yeah,
you see
I
how
think
he looks
can.
At her.
Yeah, that's
he
what I'm
like
saying.
A puppy doll.
He's borderline obsessed. So, We have to say, I have no problem with it. You know what I mean? I just think as far as the, you know, as far as them now getting mad that it was, that the footage was leaked. I mean, come on, dog. You did it for the reality show. You know what I mean? So it's going to get leaked.
Sure.
I mean, that's what they do. That's what the Kardashians do. That's how she makes her money. I mean,
right.
So,
and you know who leaked that footage, right? You know who leaked that footage. Her name's Ray
J?
Exactly.
Chris
Jenner.
Chris Jenner. Yes.
Of course. The, the pimp mom.
The matriarch.
Yes.
She's
pimp mom.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm waiting on the Kylie and Kendall sex tape. It's coming.
I mean, yeah, she's amazing. I mean, she's amazing with what she does. But sometimes I don't get all the things she. I don't know. I don't really agree with everything she does. I think she's great at creating like a buzz. If you want a buzz and you want to blow up real fast, she's the person that you want on your team.
I might try to get her for my manager.
Huh?
I think I'm gonna get her for my manager.
Right. Can you imagine that? Yeah. Oh, my God. God, I don't know if it will work for me because I already had sex tapes out, so I don't know about me, but I don't know if anybody would really care.
Maybe she'd give me a sex tape with Chloe. You know, she probably
The thing of it is, India, you got to get with somebody that's squeaky clean and do a sex tape with them.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Like almost
you
like the Tiger Woods thing.
Yeah, you got to get with, like, Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, do a sex tape with Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
And he's of age. He's legal. And
you know
and,
how many white girls I would have upset?
It don't matter.
Upset.
I bet you they would
you
all buy that.
Girl,
I bet you they'd all buy it.
Yeah, well, you have all, what are they, believers?
Yeah, believers.
You'll have all them believers at your door. They'll be believing,
they'll
all right.
They'll be at my fucking door, knocking on the door. I'll be all types of black this and black that.
Black bitch,
oh, my God.
Nigga bitch.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so what's going on with the Kris Jenner and her husband, Bruce? Because, you know, he wasn't invited to the engagement, the surprise engagement.
Yeah.
I want to know. One, okay, I really, in my mind, I think he really cared less because, you know, Bruce, he don't like the spotlight. He don't like none of that. He does love Kim. I know that. He's going to be walking her down the aisle anyway.
Right.
That isn't, they did announce that. But why do you think he was left out? I think it's kind of stupid. Why did
I really think, personally, from what I'm hearing, he just can't stand the sight of Kris Jenner right now. So I think that he pretty much declined to come. I think he declined to come. You know what I mean? Because if he's going to walk her down the aisle, if he's going to go to the wedding, why wouldn't he go to this? You know what I mean? I think the wedding is a big deal. He's going to be here for that. But I think pretty much he declined. I don't know what took him so long, actually, to get rid of this chick.
Right.
He was hanging in there. So he got more money than her. What are you hanging around for?
Right. I mean, I said it on the last season when she sat there at the table with her ex. Remember the guy that she saw at the golf court thing? When she was acting like she knows the tennis guy when she was her ex. And she sat there and was like, I don't know. I think I should go on a date. And I'm like, really?
Right.
You
the dude's sitting there with his bad wig.
Yeah. Just sitting there with those eyebrows all plucked up nice with that wig sitting on top of his head. I said, I can't believe this. And he's okay with everything. Isn't he
okay
with
it.
Everything?
Them Kardashians got something, man. I'm telling you. They.
I need to go spend a week with these bitches.
They got something going on.
Kanye, I don't know about that.
Kanye was chasing her for years. And then you got Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush swear he then he went and got a bitch that looked just like her.
Look just like her.
You got Ray
Look
J.
Just like
okay.
Her. Still can't get over the fact that he ain't fucking it no more.
He's still
making songs.
Heavenly.
Yes, sir.
So, Amber Rose, Kim Kardashian, you'd pick?
Kim Kardashian.
I think the only person I would take right now over Kim Kardashian is probably dead. That's Marilyn Monroe.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
The only person that's living right now that I'm taking over Kim Kardashian is I don't know. No one right now. She's top of my list. Kim at that, but Amber Rose. Now that's a, if you're gonna go from Amber Rose, you know you have to upgrade. Because that's a hard upgrade. Because Amber's a bad chick.
Yes.
Right. I mean, Amber's a bad chick. So if you go from Amber Rose, you have to upgrade. And he did upgrade. He upgraded in status. And, you know, Kim Kardashian is a bad chick, man. So, but, yeah, I would take Kim Kardashian over slightly.
Slightly.
But I'd take Kim.
What do you think about their marriage? Because people are already predicting that they're going to break up. It's going to be, like, over, like, the Chris Humphries thing.
No, I don't know. They did that with Chloe and Lamar, too. People are just haters. Like people,
they
for
are
whatever
haters.
Reason. Like I said. I saw stuff when this woman was pregnant. I saw people on there wishing she have a miscarriage.
I'm telling you,
go back and look at some of these comments. They hope she dies in a car wreck.
There's some
sad people out there, man. I'm telling you. There's some sad people.
We make jokes about Kim all the time.
I don't think it's going to be over quick.
I like Kim Kardashian. I think that, you know what, she did her thing. She did what she had to do to get to where she is. I think she's a smart girl. And I can't say anything bad about her. You know, we make jokes. It's just jokes. That's it.
Right.
But you know what, congratulations to her and Kanye West. I want to say congratulations to their new baby, and I wish them the best. That's it, you know? Nothing bad. That's all you got to do, man.
Just wishing the best and whatever happens,
exactly.
I don't think it would be a – I think if anything, you know, I think she'll end up divorced. If they ever get divorced, I think she'll end up divorcing him because he'll just end up being, like, too possessive or something like that because that's what he seems like. He tried to dictate the way she dresses.
Right.
You know what
I
mean?
So.
Kanye, boy, he on some stalker shit.
But you know what? If you notice, when she was with Chris, you can tell they didn't match because Chris was so relaxed and he wasn't into labels or he wasn't, like, into the fancy life. They were two different people. Like,
I told you last year why she married Chris Humphries.
Mm-hmm.
She thought he was Blake Griffin.
Right.
And when she realized he wasn't Blake Griffin, then she divorced his ass. She thought he was Blake Griffin. Hell, I thought he was Blake Griffin when I first saw him. I know she thought he was Blake Griffin.
Who told her that? Who told her that lie? Her mama. Her mama kind of told her that. Girl,
you
know
she
going to
see
him
out.
Right.
She see him out and said, "That's Blake Griffin." You know Kim don't know shit about basketball. So she probably saw him out playing the one night. The Nets was playing the Clippers, and she thought that was Blake Griffin. After she saw him in the slam dunk contest, you know they don't be. She don't know what team he played for.
I don't know what team he played for. What the hell? Right. How's she going to know what team he played for?
That's my point. Real quick before we go on, I know you got the dude waiting, but do you see Diddy come on? Shout out to Diddy, too, for the revolt.
Yes.
But do you see Diddy come on and confirm what I've been saying all along?
Diddy is
the king of New York. Of Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Diddy is the king of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the radio, and he confirmed what I said. He's the king of New York. That's all I want to say. Shout out to Diddy.
I always show love to Diddy. I think he's a great businessman and entrepreneur. So I definitely want to shout him out. A lot of people hate on him and try to say, oh, he took our money. He didn't take no money. You signed a damn contract, you dumbass.
Yeah,
so
you
gotta
guess
watch
what? Oh, signing, man.
Sounds like crazy sexy cool.
We're going to talk about that, too. do we have a 609 on the phone, Ann?
Let me see here. Yes, we do.
Okay, so look, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back with Trevor because we got Trevor on the line, you guys, so you don't want to miss this. So, and we can go to a quick break. Dollhouse Radio.
We're going to a quick break?
Yes.
Right now. Okay, Dollhouse Radio. I'm with that. Let's do it.
Woo-woo.
With the rocks in the bag, they be like,
damn, she look like new money. Like a rubber band around a stack of honey. Dope boys, love me.
They say shawty the bad in every hood in the state.
much money to blow, so that boy let me spend it. When it comes to his lady, yeah, he follow the motto. Got a shoe fetish, make them hoes think I hit the lotto. Bitch, I bag up the word, help him bury the cash. Everything in my name with 50 racks in the bag. They be like,
damn, she look like new money. Like a rubber band around a stack of honey. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Damn, she look like new money. Like a rubber band around a stack of honey. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys,
don't fuck with industry niggas. Only in the street niggas. I ain't gotta tell them how to do me in the sheep niggas. All his partners be wanting for me to put a bitch on them. Time I make sure that she look like you or else I don't wanna. Popping bottles and tips, all them haters be jocking. Make it rain on them hoes, cause we know that they watching. I'm the realest chick coming, all them other ones fronting. Girl, them shots ain't gon' help you keep up with how I be stunting. They be like,
damn, she look like new money. Like a rubber band around a stack of honey. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Damn, she look like new money. Like a rubber band around a stack of honey. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me. Dope boys, love me.
Shout out to Georgia Rain, you guys.
I'll find
it. Hey, you tuned into the Dollhouse right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm in Dan Morrell, and I'm here with my co-host, Heaven Hollywood in Ian Burke.
Yes, hello.
Yes, yes. So, as I promised, we have Trevor Wilson on the phone with us, you guys. We are super happy to have him tonight right here on the Dollhouse. Hi, Trevor.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's everybody? I was tuning in, listening to the show. I turned into a fan real quick. I forgot I was on next.
Yay!
Yeah, it is.
So, yes, so I have my co-host. I have Ann Burke. I have Heaven Hollywood on with me tonight. Ari Good isn't here with us tonight. So I just want to let you know, give you a heads up. So I want to jump right into it. Okay, a lot of people sent me tweets, and I know you heard if you've been listening, I said a lot of people sent tweets of love for Miss Alicia Tyler. A lot of people who didn't know she died, a lot of people who knew she died, but a lot of people sent her love. So I just want to say that to you. Can you explain to everybody your relationship and how you began having a business relationship with Alicia?
Absolutely. Basically how it started is I have a management corporation that does basically talent management.
Okay.
And I deal with everything from sports people, business people that are looking for to market themselves, to make it easier for them to get professional jobs, to sports players. It could be anything. And I don't do a lot of the personal management of talent myself just because I deal with all the, you know, HR kind of stuff and making sure all the business things stay on track, so I don't have a lot of opportunity for that. And one of my younger staffers came in and had an idea for a book, and we were looking at all the different people, and somehow her name came into the mix. And so I started talking to her. I was getting, you know, she was telling me her story, you know, things she had gone through, and, you know, at the time she was currently in school for psychology. She was working on her MBA, and she was going to go on for a doctorate. So she had quite a story, and, you know, I don't want to get too much into it because she did
work
the effort of writing the book, so we'll get to it, in the future. But, and my staff became really busy with a number of things, and I didn't want to just leave her out there because I want to make sure everyone felt like, as part of our company, that you're important to us, not just, hey, we signed you now, we'll wait for you to pop on your own. So I started talking and working with her, and we started working on the book together. And that kind of brought up a lot of the old memories of the industry, the positive, the negative. And couple opportunities came with like company that Doc Johnson wanted to do a sex toy of her, and she's like, I don't really want to get back into it, and we were able to work out a way that she was comfortable, and so she could get, she decided she wanted to spend more time directing. She still liked
okay.
the industry. She just didn't like the, you know, a lot of the drugs and that thing, which was, you know, her issue at an earlier point in time. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of the reason why people, I guess, assumed that was, you know, her issue at the end. But, you know, we jumped back onto that, and we were getting very busy. We were doing shoots for her, a lot of promotional stuff. And, like, so we were finishing up the book with HarperCollins, and that
mm-hmm.
was really where our relationship started. She was my first porn star client. So, and then from
right.
there, it spiraled into people that she knew would contact me, and they liked some of the plans I created for her.
Right.
For my thing is long-term revenue streams. So that's what I was trying
mm-hmm.
to build for her. And other people in the industry, she was still in contact with, then they started calling me. Snowballed like that.
Okay, okay. And you mentioned her basically going to school, getting her MBA, and she was going to continue to get her doctorate. That's a lot of things that people don't know out there. And I think that, you know, sometimes when you're an adult film star, people only see you in one light. And people only think that some of these girls, you know, they have sex on film and that's it. But they don't realize that a lot of these girls are doing a lot of other things. And I'm very happy that you mentioned that, because that says a lot about her. So she was going, she had already got her MBA?
She was in school, I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. She was in school working towards her doctorate. She had finished USC for her undergrad.
Okay.
And then she was going for her doctorate. You know, she had, that was something she was passionate about, wanting to help people.
Yes.
And she felt by going to social work and becoming a clinical psychologist that
mm-hmm.
she could help in the way she wanted to. So that's what she was working towards. When we started working together. So she was doing a little bit of everything. And like I said, a lot of people do. They just think all she does is, you know, fuck for money.
Right.
I don't know if I can cuss, but, you know.
Yes.
So, that, you know, that's all that they look at. And even as, you know, something I had to get used to,
mm-hmm.
being that I took her on as a personal client, is, you know, half the emails and things that come into the office how much to have her come through and let me smash. I'm like, hey, I'm not the girl's pimp. It's not that kind of situation. It's like, first of all, she had been out of the industry for 4 years, and I know a lot of people that have been out of the industry kind of fall on hard times and end up going that way with private
mm-hmm.
shows and those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not everyone. A lot of people do a lot of positive things, and you're a perfect
right.
example of, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's more to it than just, okay, you see a
yes.
video of me doing something that everybody on the planet is doing or wants to be doing. And,
right.
you know, there's still smart people that
yes.
have other things going on. That's usually a segment in time of your life, and you move on and do more things. So
mm-hmm.
I like
mm-hmm.
sharing that about her when I can and get the opportunity to understand that, you know, people are more than just one experience or your one view of them.
Right. Could you say, like, just knowing Alicia, if you're just tuning in, I'm Andrea Morrell. I'm here with my co-host, Heaven Clark, and
in
Burke, and we're talking to Trevor Wilson. He managed the late Alicia Tyler, adult film star. So if you're just tuning in, I don't want anybody out there to be lost. Would you say her experience within the adult film industry, was her experience good? Did she have a good time? Because, you know, some girls don't really have a good experience. Some girls have a great experience. Would you say her experience was good?
You know what? I would say her experience was wide-ranging because,
okay.
you know, she started it young. She was just 18, I think, when she got into the first
mm-hmm.
film or two she did, and then, you know, picked up into her early 20s. But she had a good time in the beginning, but then fell too much in love with the party portion of the lifestyle in her experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she worked with companies like AVN, not saying that they're the reason for that, but at the time,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the people were into the, you know, the ecstasy and then the coke and then the, you know, the harder drugs, you know, going like that. So it became a point where they started out having the drinks for the girls, making people a little more comfortable with, when she understands those kind of situations, and then, you know, it snowballed down from there. So she enjoyed a lot of the work she did, but it got to a point where the focus became more on feeding the habits, and she burned a lot of bridges, and that became a lot of what we were doing for her at CST Management, you know, rebuilding her reputation and those things, because people would set up things like Lisa Ann, you know, popular star, was working with her, and she would schedule things for her, and Alicia wouldn't show up, or she'd be late, or, you know, not being in the frame of mind she needed to be in. And that kind of thing spreads around the industry, and people don't like to work with someone that, you know, you're spending your time to set things up, and you're the star of the show, and you're you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
Lisa Ann had a management company too, right? I think she had.
She was signed to Lisa Ann Management Company.
So
that was her last last person she was signed to before she left the industry when she had her daughter Danica.
Okay. Now, I'm going to let my co-host and them ask some questions, too, but I want to ask my last question before I let my co-host go on. The big question everybody wants to know is, Trevor, what happened? What actually happened to her? Because, you know, you have a lot of speculation of what really went down. A lot of people were assuming different situations, you know, things that she was involved in. I think a lot of people just made up a lot of stuff, but we want to hear it from you. What happened?
Yeah, a lot of stories are going out, like Rico Love and a couple other people were saying that she was asking to borrow money for to go to rehab, this, that, and third. And and when that came back to me, at that point, I had just given her a check for $50,000 for the advance on her book. And I'm like, she didn't need money. She needed to borrow $20 and $30 from someone for that purpose. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. And someone that I interact with and spoke to, you know, she's a very talkative, passionate person. She was really excited about, you know, the resurgence of her career and everything. So to say I spoke to her often would be saying it mildly. There was days, you know, I was looking back at, you know, some of my contacts, and it would be 15, 16 conversations with her a day. And to have a conversation less than 20 minutes with her was difficult. She, you know, loved to talk and was a chatty person. So when people were saying, oh, she was drugged out and doing this and that, and I'm like, she was in school. She's, you know, taking care of her young daughter, her four-year-old daughter, not to mention her mother was also staying with her at the time. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense. And obviously everyone's like, well, we think she died of, and most people say, like, a heroin overdose, which was never even her drug of choice. I think at one point she told me at the lowest point she had tried meth, but that wasn't for her either, but she was more of a, you know, ecstasy kind of girl. But what happened was, before that, she'd been in and out of the hospital. She suffered from really bad asthma. Her and her daughter, actually. So she she was on medicine for that and ended up getting terrible ulcers. So she had been back and forth in the hospital for the last, like, I would say, month or so of her life. She was in the hospital at least a couple days a week. And then about a week before she passed, she was her ulcers had come back, and then she was having some breathing difficulties. And she came, you know, they did what they could for her, and she went home and doing some therapy and some medication. But what happened was she was out and about with her mom and daughter all day, and they were out in the fields and those kind of things, and she was getting really tired, having breathing issues. So she went down to take a nap, and it passed away in her sleep.
Wow.
So, you know, they did an autopsy and those things, and it was an overdose, wasn't the case. Basically, she had heart failure due to extreme issues with her asthma. I don't know what the technical term was, but basically, she stopped breathing in her sleep, caused by inflammation in her lungs, and that was that. So
she didn't
shoot herself up to death.
Yes, I want people to understand that. So you heard it from Trevor. And you guys can stop assuming, you can stop saying, making up your own stories. You just heard what he said. I want my co-hosts to ask any questions they have. You guys, anyone?
Yeah, most definitely. This is Heaven Hollywood, Mr. Wilson. Welcome to the show. We appreciate
thank you.
Coming on. Once again, do apologize for your loss. In your opinion, that's your last bit of time you spent with Alicia, do you think at that point she was finally, you know, happy or content with her life, or do you think that she still was kind of, like, really contemplating whether she wanted to do this again?
At the end, I would say happy with her life, maybe not so much at that point. Not saying she was unhappy, but the plan I put together for her, she got so excited about it, like a new energy for life, that she wanted to work out the plan I gave her and complete that. That's what she was so focused on, and it had her really excited, and she was happy that was where she was going. At the beginning, she struggled with the thoughts of going back on camera.
Right.
But, the business side of it, which I had explained to her, and say, hey, look, the facts are the bigger deals come from they want more current content, and those are just the facts, too. So to put her back on camera was a business decision, and she decided how she wanted to do it, and she was picking the people herself that she was interacting with, and she became very very excited about getting back to that kind of work, and she was really happy about it. She had we were doing part of a series, which is we're still trying to decide if we're going to go forward with that. Basically a web series, a drama, but basically the sex scenes are real. It's like watching, you know, an adult film mixed into a real story. So it's not like a, you know, bad porn act that everyone likes to make jokes about. It was like a legit show with real actors, and it was just those scenes are going to be, you know, XXX, they're going to go in. So she was really excited about that and wanting to move forward in that part of her life and also still continue with her education. So would I say content at that point? No, but fully charged, ready to go into the new things we had going on.
Right.
Yeah, I was gonna ask the same question because I was reading some things about the situation and reading that she was going to make a comeback this year into the field. I was gonna say obviously she taped some things. So, it's a sad situation, but, you know, it could be like the music business where these people could potentially make more money, you know, after death than they did during the time because, you know, these are rare pieces that, you know, that they're never going to be, you know, the person's never going to be seen again, so.
Right.
Yeah, on the business side, that is something that we had to think about and consider. And I speak to her mother regularly, who now has her daughter Danica. So we have those kind of conversations. But yeah, losing your daughter is very difficult. So she's not really ready to talk too much business. So we've kind of kept the conversations a little more social, but we're getting back towards those things a little more recently. Reach out to her in the coming weeks to discuss what we're going to do with the book and some of the content. Mm-hmm. You know, her being her mother, she had mixed feelings about that portion and those choices in her career and, you know, having a young daughter at some point.
Like every mother.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yes.
You know, and so some of the things that I discussed with her, and that's actually going to be, I decided, our company does have complete control of all the content. I decided to let her mother make those decisions if she wants that content to come out or not. And you know, at this point, we're not overly concerned with the money at this point. So it's like we'd rather her be comfortable with what comes out. And the book is something that Alicia was really
excited about.
Big thing. And she's right. putting a lot of time and effort into that. So mm-hmm. that's something that is going to come out either way. Obviously, we want her family to be happy about what it is, but mm-hmm. our conversations were such that I know she wanted, no matter what, she wanted that story to come out. She felt there was going through all the pitfalls and things she had mm-hmm. and how mm-hmm. she mm-hmm. moved away from it. Mm-hmm. It would mm-hmm. be a story worth people reading it. So
right.
that will come out. We're still deciding on the way we want to do it because all the marketing and planning was,
right.
you know, obviously that she'd be here and be able to share the
right.
parts that she thought to and all that kind of stuff. So that mm-hmm. that's something that's forthcoming. Still trying to figure out what it's going to be, but it'll be out probably holiday season 2014 is what I'm looking
right.
at now.
Well, I think the fans would definitely love a book. You don't get a lot of girls alive or deceased releasing a lot of memoirs from the porn industry. And it's not a lot. You can count them on your hand. Most of the girls turn their books into fiction. They change. You know, it's not real.
Right.
A lot of girls don't want to talk about it. And
right.
a lot of people walk away from the industry wanting to forget a lot of things they've been through. But I think that it's important to hear this story. I think it's important to hear a lot of these girls' stories because a lot of these fans don't know who these people are. And this book, her book, is very important to get this book when it comes out, Danielle, because you'll get to know Danielle versus Alicia Tyler. So I'm very excited as well to read and when it comes out. And when it comes out, I definitely want to be here, Trevor, to support and to promote and whatever else you guys need me to do.
Absolutely. You know, you'd be the first
for some reason,
right,
I just feel her spirit, and she's here, and she just, you know, like I told Trevor, I said, you know what, you don't have to meet people. Like, we didn't know each other. A lot of people think that all the girls in the industry know each other. We know of each other, but we never met. So, you know, but it feels like I have, and I feel that this was needed to happen tonight, and I'm so super excited that you're here, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like we've been speaking to the side, saying it's important to, you know, when you were saying what things to talk about and what was, you know,
yeah.
the negative parts, and I thought it was
right.
just important to ask, well, and bring up all the negative things that people say so people,
yes.
at least that, you know, not necessarily everyone believes me, but that,
mm-hmm.
my version of the story, being directly involved, saying, hey, this is what happened. That information is available for people to hear or read or whatever, and know
right.
that it's not just the nonsense stories that people prefer to hear, the negative,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
it's more entertaining. But that's not necessarily
yeah.
the case. So,
exactly.
And like I said, even with the book, it's something that's, you know, there's the negatives in there, the positives,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
what ways to go. And I think it's such a great story. That's why I've actually been aggressively going after Jasmine Cashmere and her story and the change she made in her life. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's not necessarily looking to do that at this point. But I'm still going
yeah,
after
it's,
her.
Yeah, most girls don't
want to
talk
story.
About it. And that's crazy.
Yeah.
You would think they want to talk about and share their story because it's not only therapeutic for you, because it was definitely therapeutic for me to just say, okay, it is what it is. You know everything. So I'm moving on. And I think that it's also, it's helping somebody else out there, somebody who
mm-hmm.
can relate to you that's going through it at that time, can say, you know what, oh, wait, maybe I'll do it this way because I'm going to learn from India, I'm going to learn from Alicia. I think these stories need to be told, and I wish these girls open up more. A lot of these girls, they're just so closed-minded. They don't see that, you know, the bigger picture, that if you want to say, you know, so.
Yeah. Even if you don't want to, you're not necessarily looking to help the next person because maybe that's not
mm-hmm.
the thing. But what people don't understand, not just for this industry, but for anybody that goes through a lot
right.
of things,
when
mm-hmm. all those things that you try to keep secret, that puts a lot of stress on you and everything. Once you put it all
yeah.
out there and you're okay with your truth and it's available for everybody,
yes.
there's no stick that anybody can beat
no.
you with now.
It's like, what else
so,
can you say about me?
Yeah.
I acknowledged it. I'm naked.
Right.
I'm out there.
That takes away the other people's ammunition
right.
from you. It's like, hey,
exactly.
that's what it is. I've already,
mm-hmm.
What are you going to say about me that I haven't
mm-hmm.
already told you?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like,
mm-hmm.
it,
because you know what? In everybody's closet, everybody has ups and downs. I don't care who you are. I don't care. You could be from Obama to whoever. Everybody has something that they have that, you know, if they came out what they told, and it will be like, ah, but then everybody's over it. I think it's nobody out there who don't have something. So I feel like, you know, it's just part of being human. Like, you know, we go through things sometimes for a reason, and sometimes to share those things with other people so that, that maybe they can do it a different way, or they can just relate to us. You know, I don't know. Oh, gosh, I'm very excited about the book. And please keep me and keep in touch with me. We've been in touch for these for a while, actually, Trevor. When Alicia was here, we were talking because we're gonna get one of our girls in a photo shoot for with her. So I mean, this is crazy. So I'm just keep in touch with me. I definitely want you back on the show to update us about the book and when it comes out.
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh, anything you want to say, anything you want to, like your Twitter or your website, anything you want to add?
You know what, I'm going to save all that for the next time when we're talking promotions, because everything that we're dealing with was so Alicia-focused that, so we're revamping things and going and doing some other things. They come up with the book and those things, and we come back, we'll give out all that information, but they can always check us out. Google CST Management, CST Media, all those companies that are under the same umbrella. They can check out all things going on, updates that come out about the book, and we'll absolutely come back to the show. We appreciate you having us and able to share, you know, at least my view on what happened, and I'm glad to have it out there. I really appreciate it.
Yay. It's
been great.
Well, we have your back, Trevor. Thank you so much, sweetie. I love you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Absolutely. We will keep listening. You got a new fan at a minimum. Y'all have me rolling over here. I love it.
Right. So
I'll make sure I'm going to check y'all out every time.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, y'all have a great night.
You too.
Take care, Trevor.
You too.
All right, bye now.
So we're going to go to a quick break. We have Robin Trout coming up next, Interscope artist, new artist. So I'm super excited to have her on, too. She's a beautiful girl. I'm probably going to flirt with her. So, guys, don't hate. Anyways, we'll be right back, you guys. Dollhouse.
I'ma get you, baby. Hey, when you can't, it ain't no more, but it's a baby. Hey, when you leave, Going to play a lot of the majors anymore because it's just better if we just play indie artists. There's so many dope artists out there. So we decided to make our show indie all 24/7. So that's if you're hearing new music. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys, we're going to create a playlist on the Dollhouse site. We're going to get that probably in a few weeks. We have a playlist because what happens is after the show, I get people who tweet me and be like, what was that song? Where can I get that song? On all y'all shows. And sometimes I'll just come on my Twitter and be like, what are they talking about? So I wasn't even on that night. And they'll ask certain songs, huh?
No, go ahead. This is brilliant.
Yeah, so I want to create a playlist on Dollhouse for that week so you guys get to see who is who. You get to know what song, where their Twitter is. I want to create something where we definitely let you know because sometimes you might hear the name, you might forget. So we want to make sure for that week you see everybody who has played, where you can find them, where you can find their music. So Dollhouse Radio is definitely upgrading for our independent artists. That's all we're going to play here from now on, so that's all you're going to hear here. It's only indie music. So shout out to all the indie artists out there. Schoolboy is our artist spotlight tonight. Once again, shout out to Trevor Wilson for coming on for that great interview, you guys. That was great. I want to say applause to Heaven and to Ann. Thank you guys for helping out with that. That was a great interview.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me see. We have the beautiful Robin Trapp. That's up next. Can you see if there's a 323 on the line in 868 or a 968?
Yeah, 868.
Yes, that's her. Hi, Robin.
No, I haven't put it on. Lost. We lost Heaven. I think I got Heaven back. Heaven.
Heaven.
Yep. Heaven. I'm sorry,
aww,
bro. I left him stranded out there.
Oh, you
He's
had me on mute.
He was on mute.
Won't be the first time.
I couldn't bring on Robin without having been on. Now we can officially bring on Robin Troutman, with her sexy fine ass. She's on the line right now.
Robin, can you tell us how to say your last name? Because we don't want to pronounce it wrong anymore. Because I've been pronouncing it wrong all night.
It's all good. I mean, you're pronouncing it how it's spelled, but it's pronounced Troop.
Troop.
Oh, okay.
Troop.
Okay, see, we went
to
public
school. I remember that
school
group. I think it was, like, back in the,
yes,
the 80s and
hey,
90s.
Don't, please don't, boy. Don't make me feel old, Robin. Don't. She was like, yeah, back in the old days, that group.
Sometime, you know.
I was just
like
born
when
they came out.
Before they had wheels and stuff, you know.
Robin, did you say the 80s? Troop was in the 90s. They were in the 80s.
It was still a little before my time, so.
Yeah,
exactly. Wow.
It's true. We went to public school, Robin, so excuse us. We don't know how to spell and read sometimes.
It's okay. I went to public school, too. It was
okay,
awesome.
Okay, well, we're all family here. I definitely want to. What is?
That was Heaven.
Huh?
Oh, no.
That was Heaven.
Heaven.
No, I'm gonna let him talk because I have a couple of questions to ask.
The guys want to take over. You know what? I'm gonna let the guys take over first because they want to obviously like talk to you first, but they don't know. I have a lot to say to you, Robin. You're super hot. Number one. Okay, you're super hot. I don't know if you're into the girl thing or not, so I'm not gonna hit you so hard.
She didn't say no.
Yeah, she didn't say no. So I'm going to
just
back and fill her out. Huh?
Well, I dabble a little bit here and there.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all I needed to know. That's all I needed
Thank
to know
you.
Is the green light. Okay.
There is a God.
Okay, guys, you take over the interview. You guys go ahead.
Okay, Robin, this is Heaven Hollywood.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the show. Now, what was it like? Now, Dee, how did you get involved in getting put on the way that you did? How did you? What was your first step in, you know, getting that deal?
The Interscope deal that I'm on now currently? Well, I don't know. I feel like it's been, like, a long ride. Every move you make, like, it like, adds up and it brings you closer to something else that you weren't really expecting.
Right.
And when I won that Grammy contest, like, years ago, I met this songwriter, Shy Carter. And, like, years and years later, we've still been friends. We've written together. We've recorded songs and stuff. He's super talented. And he introduced me to his friend, Alien Craft. And then they wrote a song together. It got taken to the labels. And then the label suggested a girl. They both called me up. And that's how it was done. It was just like,
wow,
some shit that happened ages ago. It just kind of, like, led up to this. It's good timing.
Wow. Now, since the Justin Timberlake performance, did what increased more, the love or the hate?
Both. I guess with love you get hate, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because you know how women feel about Justin.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, he's pretty hot. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
He's on the stage. What was that? You know, that feeling of, you know, because once you, I remember checking that out, so I'm like, there's no way she can't be nervous and sing. But as soon as you opened your mouth, it was like I didn't hear any, you know how you hear the jittery nervous voice from women?
I
was listening. You know me, I'm always looking.
I was pretty damn scared. I've never really performed like live on stage before that, except for at my high school one time.
Right.
So it was a little weird, but I guess adrenaline kicks in and you kind of forget what's going on. All I saw was bright ass lights in my face.
And Robin, this is what you do. This is what is in your blood, so it's automatic.
Yeah,
I
loved it.
Yes.
But I will say, since then, I have definitely improved my skills, and you would be surprised. These days, I feel like I can perform with Beyonce. I'm aiming high here, but...
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
You gotta aim high, right?
You do. I mean, you're not gonna say somebody, like, nobody want to perform with. I mean, who wants to,
I ain't gonna name no names.
But,
yeah. I'm trying to be a hater.
Right.
So, everybody's dope. I will perform with everybody.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's my political
Okay, you
correct
perform
answer.
With anybody, but... But you perform with anybody, but who's your dream duet with? Who would you kill to get in the studio with and lace a record with?
I don't really know. I don't really listen to a lot of music anymore. One person.
In your mind, male or female or other, that you would just, wow, I'm in the studio with this person, we're about to kill it.
Mark Ronson. You know
Mark
who that guy
Ronson.
Is?
Oh. Who's
he's
Mark Ronson?
He's a producer based in, like, England and stuff, but he does, like, all that old school, like, kind of throwback 60s sound and stuff. Like, he
mm-hmm.
works with, like, A.B. Winehouse and stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just mm-hmm. like the old school vibe. I like
mm-hmm.
musical things.
Okay, you weren't producer. I meant artist.
Oh, you meant artist.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. I misunderstood the question. Excuse me.
No bad.
I went to public schools. It's okay.
You were in class with India. Okay, I got you.
You're in class with me. In the back.
I guess artists. I don't know. I don't know many artists that are new. Who's hot right now? Please name somebody.
I don't care if the artist is dead.
It can be old.
Yeah, it could be old. They could be dead. You can say
elderly. They can be dead?
Yeah, they could be dead. Someone that you would just love to work with. Like, I'm going to make it easier for you.
All right. Well, I would have to say Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Hands down.
Oh, wow.
I am not mad at that. Freddie was the queen.
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I listen to old stuff. I don't have, like, I don't have any knowledge of the new school music
but
right
that's
now.
Good.
Yeah, really, that's good.
You say that like that's a bad thing.
Right.
You know
that's
what
a
I'm saying?
You hear the music that's going on today, that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Right, I should be up to date. You know, I should know what's going on in my craft. I feel like a little bit guilty.
Let me tell you something.
Nothing.
I got a
That's why you don't know it, because ain't nothing going on in today's music. That's why you listening to the old stuff.
I got a bunch of gold and platinum records on my wall right now, and I'm still not up to date with what's coming out right now. So the stuff that's coming out, especially here in Atlanta.
So I'm good then.
Yeah, you're good. Right. You're good. Tell us some more old school stuff, man. That's my time. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the real stars, in my opinion.
Right.
So who's your favorite?
Who's your favorite
artist of all time?
My favorite artist of all time?
Yes. Who's your biggest inspiration as far as? I'll put it that way. It doesn't have to be a favorite artist. Who was your biggest inspiration as far as singing goes?
As far as singing, I have so many. Like, I feel like the person who taught me how to sing would be Whitney Houston, just listening to them fucking songs all day long. That's what I used to practice to. And then, like, when I wanted to find my own voice, then I switched, to the Tina Turner, Dana Joplin type of rock, like, real badass chicks.
Right.
And for, like, who I want to, like, be persona-wise, I guess it would have to be Spice Girls.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute, hold on. What did I just want? I had to take a pause for the call, and I come back from, we went from Freddie Mercury to the Spice Girls. What just happened?
Yeah. That's awesome, right? That's me.
Oh,
my
God.
That was a versatility.
They sold a lot of records.
Yeah, I had asked her, what happened, Ian, I had asked her who was her biggest inspiration. So she was running down some of her inspirations, and that's good because that shows your, you know, you have so many different inspirations, so that shows right there that you must be versatile.
Yeah.
Okay, so she ended with the Spice Girls. I missed everybody else. Like she said Michael, she said Elvis, she said Elton John, she said the Eagles,
she ended with the Spice Girls.
But
okay,
the Spice Girls, seriously, like who I feel like I just want to like, I want to have this energy and this, like, funness and crazy,
that's what I
get wild
from you.
Persona that is the Spice Girls, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I get that from her. I get that from you, Robin. I get that funness. Like, you don't want to be like, oh, I'm crying about another boy. Boring.
Exactly. That's boring. No, I'm kicking this boy's ass.
She's giving you guys party. Let's have fun.
That's right.
Speaking of that, did you get an opportunity to watch Crazy Sexy Cool on Monday?
I did. It was good.
Did you like it?
I,
you know what? I'm a little bit biased. I'm biased because of my relationship with
the
group.
It's the whole thing, so, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
You know what I'm saying.
I mean, you know, I thought it was, you know, it's a cheesy TV movie kind of thing. But I
very
like
cheesy, but a good
to
TV
see
movie.
The kind of progression, like what happened. I guess it was in their words, kind of, because they said that they had, like, a lot of, you know, input on the movie. I mean, the girls from the group. So, I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
Watching that movie, did you learn anything that maybe some of the things they did wrong that you don't want to do? Did you learn?
Yeah,
sign the contract, Robin. Sign the contract, Robin.
Yeah, read.
I've known those things for a while. Really, honestly, the movie just gave me another, like, nod, going like, yeah,
right.
You're right. This industry is straight up BS. Nobody cares about you. Just make sure that you get your money and do your work. And just live your life, basically.
But the thing is about the industry, a lot of people say bad stuff like, oh, the industry is just about themselves. But it's an industry that's based on making money. So I give respect to the industry.
Exactly. It's a business.
It is what
at
it
the
is.
End of the
you
day.
Just got to come, right. You just got to come in to be, like you said, be on your game, sell your records, do what you're supposed to do, and it's all good. You know, it's nothing.
Right.
Because they're in the business for making money.
And get good legal representation.
Right.
So when you did your contract with Interscope, did they give you $25 a week as a honorarium?
Oh, no, they weren't crazy. You know, it's all good over there concerning that department.
Just making sure.
I have
just making sense. Sure.
Plus, I feel like all those stories from all these past artists, they happen to teach us lessons. Like, don't do that stupid stuff. Make sure you learn what contracts are supposed to say. And make sure you just, like, read the contract. Like, most people I know don't even read it. They just, like, kind of zoom through and then, like, just sign the bottom. I read that
so happy.
Whole contract.
They're so happy to be signed that they don't even realize they have to read it.
Nah, man. I will fight the big machine. I do not care.
Right. Well, you sound super. I'm excited about Hersh. I love her personality. She's really fun. That's what I think.
Thank you.
When I see you, I think fun. So, you know.
You guys are really nice. Thanks.
Yay.
Boosted my confidence
tremendously. Yeah, I want to talk about this I Love L.A. picture here. Number one, what was that photo shoot for? And the most importantly, is there a video portion to that photo shoot? Because I need that ASAP.
I want to see it too.
Unfortunately, there is no video portion.
Oh.
We didn't have
that's some bullshit.
The cameraman on set that day. It's
damn.
All good. But it was fun. I shoot a lot in L.A. for these, like, local fashion designers. And I'm just, like, product shots for their website, really. But they look cool, so I use them for my own artist shots here and there.
Where can I see that? Is there availability to see the photos, at least?
I don't know anymore. I mean, they may be up on some website, but if the shirt sold on the original website, it's taken down. So I haven't seen those pictures anymore. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Weird. It's okay. It's okay. There will be more risque pictures to come, I promise.
And the fro is real, right?
Yeah. That's
all
that's me.
That's real hair.
That's what's so awesome
that's
about it.
That's all me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm
gonna see. Yeah, we love those. Robin, you're talking to two other co-hosts. My co-hosts right here are on. They have their own show right here on Dollhouse Radio too. Heaven Hollywood is on Tuesdays, and In Burke is on Thursdays. I definitely want you on their shows because
super
they need
sick.
To play
I'd
your
love to.
Too. Yes,
I'd love
yes,
to.
And I'm sure they want to probably get you one-on-one in the conversation because hey, you guys are just asking her all the questions. You guys are taking. I can't believe y'all.
Look, you had your time with Trevor, okay? And you can talk to Schoolboy, too. We want to talk to Robin.
Yeah, oh, gosh. It's okay, Robin. I'll hit you up later.
All good. Thank you.
Now, here's another thing. What about where do you, because you have a very unique style of dress. Now, is there a particular place that you buy your clothes, or is there just particular designers that you work with as far as your wardrobe goes?
Well, let's see. I started blogging like 2 years ago. So I just like bought a shitload of clothes and spent all my money on all, like from all my favorite websites. It was like maybe like 6 or 7 websites. I would post all the pictures up and then I got all these followers. And now companies like send me clothes to post up on my blog and post the pictures. So everything I get now is basically sponsored by whatever label I tag it to and everything. And on all my posts, I'll have, like, all the links to where you can buy this stuff. And it's just, you know, another side hustle.
I'm not mad at you, right?
Absolutely. You're definitely wearing this flag dress here with these knee highs.
Daddy, you got all the pictures.
Oh,
the pictures.
Thank you.
I never had that one.
I haven't seen that one in like over a year. So.
No, I'm telling you, Heaven is an investigator. He probably went and looked you up. He knows everything.
Well, you should definitely check out my blog, robinhoodscloset.com. That's where I put
I'm already on it. We're definitely going to have you on. What do you mean? I got that popped up 5 minutes ago.
I just had to make sure that you
knew
what was up.
I definitely, like I said, definitely want to get you on a Tuesday night on the Hollywood Experience.
I would love to.
what's going now? What about your? What's next? What's coming up next? You working on a current LP or what have you? And who are some of the people you're working with?
Yes. Okay, this is really exciting for me because I'm so ready for this music to come out. I've been working on music for like probably like the last 10 years.
Right.
And it's just about that damn time. Mm-hmm. But this group that I'm in is called Cadillacs in Space. We're signed to Interscope, and we're like on the last leg of the project. We've written over like 200 songs or something, and we've gotten it approved from the label that they're going to release like 2 albums within 6 months. Fingers crossed that that's like true. You know, they do a lot of talking, not a whole lot of producing, but it's all good. But anyways, we're about to fly out to New York in November to film the first video, and that is going to be hot. And I actually produced and directed it was technically our first video, but it's like an underground type of thing. It's going to come out at the same time as the actual major label push. So it's going to be dope. I'm really excited. Cadillacs in Space, y'all. Don't forget.
Woo! What can we expect from this? What can we expect from this video? Like, what type of feel is it? Because I already know it's fun, because I get that from you. What can we expect?
Well, the one that we're getting ready to film, it's going to be interesting because it's going to come out with an app for the phones and stuff. So they wanted us to do an all basically animation video. So it's going to be kind of like Gorillaz. Inspired, sort of. It's going to be cool, though. It's going to be nice. And then the first video is just, you know, us looking fashionable, walking down Hollywood, just chilling.
Hollywood.
Being tight.
Yes.
And honestly, we haven't really worked with people on this record because it's just all in-house. They do all the producing. We do all the writing. And it's just, it's real organic.
Right. I feel that. But if you guys have so much talent, you really sometimes don't have to go outside. So I'm very super excited
to
hear the project.
Yes.
Huh?
I said one would hope that that's true. So.
And did you listen to her song? Did you listen to the song?
I did not listen to Disco Biscuit.
You didn't listen to it? He uploaded it today. He didn't listen to it. You just uploaded it. But we're going to take a listen to it. We're going to let everybody take a listen to it.
I wanted to experience it with everybody. I wanted to eat the Disco Biscuit with everybody.
Well, Robin, we're super excited to have had you on the show. And you're coming back because you're going to be on the Tuesday show. We need you on the Thursday show with Ian. And then we'll have you on Tuesday. So, and shout out to your PR, like Lady Soul. I definitely want to say shout out to her. Shout out to everybody in LA. I'm from LA. I'm an LA girl, so I love LA too. And definitely, you know, just congratulations to everything you're doing and your New York trip that's coming up. Let us know. Check in with us. Let us know how the video and stuff go.
I'll definitely let you know how that goes. Thank you.
Okay. Introduce your video and thank you for calling in, baby.
Thank you, Robin. So fun.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Robin.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Introduce your song.
Oh, my song. Okay, that's right. This is Disco Biscuits by Robin the Bank. Oh, no, Beverly Kills. I'm bad.
We love you. Bye, Robin.
Thank you.
Bye.
Turn that brown upside down. Now there's more to go around. Around. I got blue ones, green ones, yellow ones, and pink ones. Never take the red. But white is always right. Disco Biscuit.
Andrea in that damn song.
She
tried to seduce me in that damn song.
What are you doing over there, India?
She was seducing me in that song when she was singing that song. Did you guys feel the same thing? Did you hear how she was saying the notes?
Yeah, she was singing. I know what you get on Happy for. She was singing to me. Everybody know that.
Robin, you sexy bitch, you. I love you. I love her voice. She has a pretty voice. Beautiful voice.
Very, very interesting sound. I like
very
it.
Very interesting.
Definitely blow.
I start thinking
sexy. That sounded like some
stuff.
Vichy Valens type shit right there.
Right.
Yeah. Well, she said that's what she's into. She wasn't telling a lie.
And she does this little moan, little, you know what you're doing, Robin. You know what you're doing. I'll call you later. Anyways, if you guys are just tuning in, we're tuning in to the Dollhouse right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm in Dan Morrell, and I'm here with my co-host, Heaven Clark, and in Burke. And we have one more guest coming on. We're actually running good on time. Let's bring him in so we can go ahead and just continue our gossip and news. I definitely want to talk about the TLC biopic. So let's bring in our indie artist for the week. He's on the 901 number. Do you see him?
Yeah, and he's not on.
He's not on?
He's not here yet.
He's not here yet. Okay. So, all right, well, we're going to keep moving. If you're not on, if you're not there, then we just keep it going.
Keep it moving.
Let me see. We're going
to
keep it moving.
So TLC stuff.
Yes, yes. Before we get into the TLC thing, I want to say this real quick, and I want to see what you guys think about it. Followers don't equal all the time no damn dollar signs.
No,
you know the
absolutely
people,
not.
You know the people on Twitter, I got 100,000 followers. So don't even say nothing to me. You know, I can be it. A lot of people think that just because you have a lot of followers, that equals dollar signs.
Yeah, I always tell people it's not about how many followers you got, but how
no.
many of those 100,000 can you get money with? Like,
thank
how many
you.
Of those 100,000, how many of those followers, like, you know, can have you made money off of, or can you make, or helps you get money? Like, I told people, I got into an argument about with that with one of these, you know, stupid reality stars. Shout out to reality stars, by the way. But I got into an argument one time and you know the whole basketball, the whole what is it, Love and Basketball? What are they called? The basketball jump
basketball
all
wives.
They all got me. All of them got me on block except Royce. But
yes.
I got into an argument with Shawnee O'Neal about that one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said first of all, out of half of y'all that started with Twitter, when Twitter first really got popping, half y'all bought your followers anyway. That's
right.
The first thing. The second thing is, how many of those 100,000, 200,000 followers can you get money with, or is
right.
going to help make you some money? So, you know, I know a lot of people that I follow or I have following me, you know, I've done business with or can do business with,
right.
or,
exactly.
or it helps make money or can help me make bread. You know what
mm-hmm,
I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not about how many followers you have. It's about the quality of your followers. Like, 'cause anybody
mm-hmm.
can just, you know, you can go out there. There's plenty of programs where you can pay 50 bucks and they'll just pile followers on. You know what I mean?
Really,
on,
really.
You know, onto your account. So
anybody
that means
can
nothing.
Do that. Anybody can do that. And that's why, like with me, I have 33 or 34,000 followers right now. Every follow that I have gotten, I have done it. It was just people who came to me, and they decided to follow. It was nothing done. I didn't do no tricks. If I did all those tricks,
right.
I would probably have a million followers. Believe me, I would do it big.
Right.
But I feel like that's not going to get me where I need to be, because I need to know who's actually following me just for me.
Right.
So if I go out and spend money, a few hundred dollars, on a million followers, those people don't know who I am.
Nope.
That's stupid. Well, you're just doing it for a look. So
right.
I just don't, I'm not into that. I'm not into the fake follows. So I don't do that. The followers you see on my follow page, those are genuine followers.
They're
those
real.
Are people who decided to follow India, because I don't care if I had two followers. That those two followers be my two people. That's all that matters, you know. So
I hate the people out there who like to always bring up, well, such and such got $100. You only got 33.
Right.
I'm like, well,
I mean,
such and such who got 100,000 followers got $10 in her damn account. Who cares?
Exactly.
Anyways.
Point is, if you, it doesn't matter who, you know, got more followers.
It
you know,
doesn't.
My point is this. All right, here's a perfect point. You got people like Kat Stacks, Nicole Bitsy. These people got more followers than some athletes. Do they got
do.
More money than those athletes?
No.
I mean, so you know, just because you're more known in the on Black Twitter, you know what I mean, and doesn't mean that you know there's guys on the twelfth man on the bench is a millionaire. But nobody may not know who he is. He may only have 20,000, 30,000
followers.
No, he probably
only has 500 followers. I've
right.
seen it.
But he got it. But he got $1 million in his bank.
Thank you. So
I mean,
guess what? Get off the follow shit. Who cares about the follow stuff?
I mean,
about I don't
the follow
care about
what you need to get your dollars up.
You need to get your follows up. No, bitch. I don't sit on Twitter wishing for follows. Anyways, I'm going to keep pushing. I'm gonna stay away from that. And do you want to touch on that, or do you have anything to say about that?
No, I mean, you know, I have an artist. I have an artist named Matai who was on the show The Voice season 2.
Mm-hmm.
She made it all the way up to top 10 on Team Adam. She got like 30-something thousand followers on her Twitter, and she has over 19,000 likes on one Facebook fan page and over 15,000 likes on another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we released her music earlier this year, you know, we sold about 100 units on iTunes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that just goes to your point. Now, recently we
started
a radio.
There's all the followers, you know what I mean? Like, if
exactly.
If you're going to like the page, that's one thing that tests. See, you're going to get me on put on blast. You're going to get me doing a put on blast episode before you even talk about it. That's another thing. If you're going to sit and like the page and you're going to follow somebody, like that,
right.
Then support their music. Like
Thank you. That's what support is about.
You know, support is about buying the music to come out. So what is the point of all of those likes? What's the point of liking the page? You know, when it comes time to spend a little money on iTunes or what have
and
you.
And it's not a lot of money.
It's not even a lot of money.
No,
99 cents.
So cheap. I see you got a new CD out. Well, nigga, buy it then. What the hell are you talking to me for? What the hell? You know, I just think, you know, if somebody has something coming out, one of my friends, I want to support it. You know, because I feel like we're all in this together. We're all doing something, right? And we got to support each other. That's what it's about. But, like, you have some people, like you said, they'll like a page, know that this person is an artist, and you get, you know, they're not going out and supporting. They're not doing it, you know?
But you
want to
know what the funny thing is? Those same people that don't support are the first people calling you up when they're doing shows in town. Yo, can I get tickets?
Right.
Can you put me on the list?
Can I get a ticket? Right.
Hell no, nigga.
Did you buy a record? Did you buy a record?
I gotta pay.
Everybody thinks they're VIP.
Yeah,
I gotta pay. I don't do all that.
I gotta wait online. I don't do lines.
Oh my god.
They'll be calling you up on the phone. Oh, I'm on India's list. Just check India's list. You'll see me.
Do you guys go to the club and you see all those people standing outside on their phone?
On their phone.
Everybody on their phone talking about they know somebody inside.
Hey, I've had to do that a couple of times, so I can't speak on it.
I'm talking about every week, and they out there all night, though.
There's always that one person that come up there, oh, yeah, just check, and be like, we don't see you there.
Yeah, right.
And then they got to call you up, and you inside, so you ain't answering the phone.
You see the number. You see the number, but you having a good time. You ain't answering the phone.
Yeah, at the phone. Or you just, if it's your event, you just too busy. Nobody got time for that. You know, I got time for that. Nobody got time to be answering no phone. You in there.
No.
And
your ass should have been ready at 9:30 when we told
right.
you to be ready at 9:30.
When you specifically said, you know, I know you don't like to be there early, but
right.
you got to be there at 9 if you want to
mm-hmm.
get in free. But see, they're going to pop up at 11:45. And thinking
yes.
because they got your number, oh, I'm on India's list. Oh, well, I don't see your name here. Then they're going to start dissing. They're going to start calling. I can't believe it.
Oh, this is some bullshit.
Just go get India. What? Like a little time for to be coming out there. I'm drunk. And
right.
I'm
drunk.
Not coming to the door. It's 11:45.
I've been
drunk.
Wasted. Right. I've been wasted. You late. Anyways. We're going to keep moving, you guys. If you just tuned in, you're tuned in to the Dollhouse right here on Dollhouse Radio. I'm Andrea Morrell. I want to talk about the TLC biopic. It aired the other night. And
yeah.
a lot of people have some issues, like Pebbles and Crystal Jones. A lot
uh-huh.
of people had issues with this.
It's called The Truth. It's called The Truth. That's the issue. And people
just set you free.
The truth is, this is my thing. This is my problem that I have with Pebbles. No, number one,
yes.
we've been hearing this story. First of all, anybody that is in that baby face camp, a crook.
Yes.
Anybody not
wow.
Everybody knew
wow.
LA's a crook. Everybody knew Babyface the crook. His wife, the woman he married, a crook. And Pebbles is a crook. Everybody in that whole of face camp is crooks. Okay, that's
oh
the first thing.
God.
The second thing is, when Left Eye, when Lisa came out with this years ago, when she was alive, why didn't Pebbles come for Lisa? Now that Lisa's gone, she's going to come and tell, she want to come for Chili and T-Boz and then tell them that they lying. But when Left
because
Eye came out and said you was robbing them over 10 years ago, why didn't you come for Left Eye?
She didn't
right.
want Left Eye to burn her house down. That's why.
Yeah, because
exactly.
Left Eye was great. Exactly.
Lisa was about that life.
I want to ask N, because I know N, you was very close to them, and I want you to talk about your experience. Like, what did you think about the movie?
You know what? I thought it was good for entertainment value. It was one of those based on a true story type things. It was, you know, family fun entertainment. I personally
okay.
think that it was too short. I think they should have
mm-hmm.
did the Jacksons or the Temptations. They should have did a 2-day piece
right.
on it, you know, mm-hmm. so they can get more information in it. They can explain more of the roles of some pivotal people that were left out of the 2-hour
right.
show.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that was my thing. You know, a lot of people felt like I should have been, you know, doubly upset. I mean, the bottom line of it is they gave me a shout out in the movie. You know, in the first five
right.
minutes, you hear my name, and
mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Tion did all she could to make sure that, you know, I would, because of my contribution to the group, she knows, and Crystal knows that, you know, if it wasn't for Crystal and I, there would be no TLC.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And a lot of people don't know that. They don't know your background with this whole situation, with this group. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely.
Just to let people know? Okay.
Absolutely. Bottom line is, back in the day, I was in the late 80s, I was a big BBD fan, New Edition BBD. When BBD broke off from New Edition, I was real excited about that. This whole new sound, this R&B hip hop sound that, you know, I won't say that they necessarily created, but that they made even more popular. And I was like, man, if we had a female group like that, it would be awesome. And you know, at around the same time, LL Cool J had a song called "Around the Way Girl." You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He's describing this girl from the hood, you know, with the overall pants and the hats and the big hoop earrings and stuff like that. And Crystal and I got together, Crystal Jones, and she was, you know, one of those girls that just like wearing baggy clothes. She was light-skinned. She had real pretty curly hair, and she kept it short, you know, short-cropped. And I was like, you know, and she was a background dancer. She was touring all over the country with this artist that was signed to Atlantic Records, Angie. She was one of her background dancers. And then she went on to move to New York and dance behind Chuck Chill Out. And, you know, I was like, yo, man, we need to do something that fits. And before this time, there were no groups, there were no female groups like that that weren't rapping. Unless you were a rapper like Salt and Pepper or Silk Times Leather or JJ Fad, you know, there was no other female groups like that. The other female groups that were out there were Exposé, you had En Vogue, you had the Good Girls, you know, and all of those girls were wearing dresses and the pretty hair and the made-up faces. You know, I wanted to do something a little different. So Crystal and I got together, and through my good friend Rico Wade, who's one-third of Organized Noise Productions, who are the production company who brought you Outkast and also produced Waterfalls for TLC, he introduced me to both Lisa and Tion. And we put the group together. I called them Second Nature. And I had my man Jermaine Dupri, who hadn't really blown up at that time. He did the first demos on this group. And he's the one who actually told Tion to sing in that lower
the same
register.
Low. That's the part I'm waiting on. I was waiting on that because, you know, because I F with Jermaine. And I remember this conversation a few years ago. You know, when Jermaine was in New York, he had did a segment for my show Block TV, and we had this conversation, and that's what I'm waiting on. I'm saying, I'm tweeting this like, wait a minute, where's the part where Jermaine Dupri told the Tion sung high?
That was important.
I'm waiting on the part. Like, wait a minute, where's the part where Jermaine told her to sing low? Never see it in the film.
That that was the thing. He had a group that he was working with, and he wanted me to do some artist development stuff on them, and in exchange for that, he was going to produce the girls, and the first demo that they did was a song called I Got It Going On, and that's the song that they actually auditioned with Pebbles with. You know, it wasn't Meeting in the Ladies' Room. It was an original song, original Jermaine Dupri track called I Got It Going On. And, you know, the rest was history. So that was the whole situation. So, of course, you're watching a movie, and the movie's got it totally wrong. They've got, you know, Tion and Crystal hooking up first, when in all actuality, Crystal met Lisa first. And truth be told, when Lisa auditioned for me, I didn't like her. Let me take this back. When I first saw Lisa, because of what she had on, I didn't like her. So I was going to pass on her because she wasn't dressed the way I wanted the girls to look. So I actually said no to Left Eye first. And it was Crystal who listened to her rap, and she had that quick tongue Moni Love type thing going on. And I was like, you're dope. I said, but you can't dress like that. And she was like, yo, I wear baggy clothes anyway. So we just went on to put her in a group. And then that night, 2 o'clock in the morning, we went to Tion's house and, you know, knocked on a door. She answered the door, and I was like, yo, you're it. You know, you are it. You have the look. You are a star. You are the final piece of this group. You know what I'm saying? And that's how the group was born.
And I think that, sometimes with TV, sometimes I just think that this biopic was kind of rushed. That's what it seemed like to me. They didn't really take a lot of time to sit down and put all the pieces, because those pieces that you just talked about, including the Jermaine Dupri thing, I think that was important. Because people want to know, we love TLC. TLC was one of those groups that we love, you know? So we wanted to hear every little thing, and I think it seemed kind of rushed. That's just my opinion. I would have loved it to have been longer and to, you know, more of what the story you just told. Very interesting, you know? So it just seemed a little rushed. They just okay, we're just going to put it out and, you know, and I don't think they have anything. You have other people who came in who writing and they change stuff. Oh, well, this sounds better, you know. So
that gets down. Now, Ian, I wanted to ask you, how accurate was Crystal the one who introduced them to Pebbles? Was that accurate, or did they make that up?
No, that wasn't accurate. Actually, the girl who approached Tion in the movie, her name was Marie Davis. She did Pebbles' hair. And she, through Tion, brought Pebbles to the table. Crystal didn't have anything to do with that.
Okay, right. Oh, so that's what it was. And I think in the movie, okay, I got it mixed up. In the movie, she did say she does Pebbles' hair or what have you. So you being close to the situation, what the whole depiction that Pebbles and her daughter is going around threatening Chili, that they're upset about, is that in your opinion, is that accurate? You know what they're saying. So if it is, they're talking like, you know, they really didn't start seeing money until fan mail.
Well, I mean, like, at the end of the day, the contract was kind of crazy. Now, I saw the contracts myself. And Pebbles had them tied into, she was their publisher, she was their manager, and she had them signed to production, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So she had 20% on the management side, and they had a joint situation going on with a production deal. So if they're splitting the points on a production deal, if Pebble takes the situation over to a label, right, and the label gives them 16 points, well, they have to split that, which means that Pebbles get 8 points and the girls get 8 points. The only problem with that is there are three girls. So all three of those girls have to split that 8 points.
Yep, that's nothing.
So not only was she getting management.
Are you guys paying attention? Y'all paying attention?
I hope so. I hope so. Not only was she getting management.
You know, any artists out there or producers, y'all need to pay attention. Y'all need to get your books right, man. That's the number one thing in business and in the music business is you got to have your paperwork correct.
That's
and if
right.
you don't know what you're doing. It's just like me with cars. I don't go out there and try to work on a damn car because I don't know shit about cars. But I do got some money to spend on a nigga that know what he's doing. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know about the music business, you're going to have to spend some bread and get you an entertainment lawyer or some people that know what they're doing.
Right,
trust
they
me, in the
long run, it will benefit you
in the long run.
Yeah.
And speaking of cars,
okay.
Well, I was going to say, speaking of cars, that scene, I don't know, I don't know if it was true to life, but Pebbles did give them, she gave them all rodeos.
Rodeos?
She gave them all, what was it, 1991 or 1992 rodeos.
Yeah, that's when
rodeos.
The rodeos was new. They was hot. You had a rodeo. You was the shit.
You were rolling around, you know what I'm saying, and I know because I drove Lisa, Lisa and I were working together in those early days after they had just come off tour, the MC Hammer tour, so, I was driving that rodeo around like it was nothing, taking it to the shop and getting it fixed, but, that whole situation was hilarious. It's like, and that's the thing, I tell everybody wants to, there was mistakes made on both sides, you know what I'm saying? This was Pebbles' first venture, her first artist.
Yes.
People aren't looking at the puppet master behind Pebbles. That's
right,
the problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because this was her first venture, and it had to
there
be orchestrated by somebody.
You know who that puppet master was?
Exactly. Exactly. And these are three teenage girls who just wanted to be famous, and they trusted the people around them.
Right.
They just wanted to get out there and be able to buy their moms a car or a house.
Yes.
So they trusted. They trusted wrong. And that's the reason why Crystal's not in the group. It's not so much that she couldn't sing. None of them could sing, to be quite honest. I didn't put them together as a singing group. My whole thing with TLC, or as I call them, Second Nature, I was building a women's empowerment movement. I didn't realize how big it was going to be, but I wanted to do something with the way the female groups were being portrayed. I wanted to do something a little different. I had no idea that it would grow to the point that it was growing. You know what I'm saying?
And,
so these girls just wanted to be famous.
You kept in touch with Lisa
all the way to the end, because you were on the phone conversation when I watched the documentary where Lisa went to, where did she go?
Honduras, yeah.
Honduras. You were on the phone with her. She was talking to you on the phone. You and her had a relationship, like, way after that. You want to talk? Go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say that, you know, I, of the three of them, I was closest to Lisa. You know what I'm saying? She was like, she was to me, in my humble opinion, she was the heartbeat of the group. You know what I'm saying? They portrayed her as being way crazy on the show, but they didn't go behind. They didn't dig behind the scenes enough to show why she did the things that she did. For example, there's a scene where they're shooting the creep video, and she rips off a piece of tape and tapes it to her mouth and says, this is the way I'm going to do the video. Well, if you're just watching that as a fan, you're like, oh, you're crazy. Why are you going to put tape on your mouth? What they didn't explain was the fact that Lisa wasn't for the song lyrically. The song was talking about cheating on your man. She wasn't down for that. She didn't want
right.
that to be the first single. She wanted Waterfalls to be the first single.
So they didn't show that in the movie.
They didn't show any of that. They just showed
That's
her ripping off a
that
piece of tape.
That is very fucking important.
Absolutely. It was her solid protest for the song. You know what I'm saying? It was
right.
a protest for the song. She wasn't just being unreasonable. This is just how she felt. You know what I'm saying? But the scenes kind of really made her come off like she was just a drunken lunatic. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't get that from her. I guess she was very, very, very intelligent.
She was. She and talented. She was extremely talented.
Yeah. Now, India, I don't mean to break this up. So, you know, I could talk to Ian all night about this. Did we get our independent artist spotlight artist on the line yet?
Well,
no, he's not
on
the line.
He's on the phone, so that we keeping it moving, because when we check and see if people there, they're not there. We got to keep it moving.
Okay, here's a good question because I actually asked her this question 3 years ago when I saw her in the club, and she just looked at me like I was crazy and rolled eyes. Now there was a rumor. And you know me, Andy. I see. I'm gonna ask. I'm like, was you smashing L.A. Reid? Because that's what the rumor is. And she looked at me like, nigga, you stupid. There's rumors that Pebbles had came out a few years ago and said she one of the reasons why they had so much friction is because she caught Chili sleeping with her husband. Or was L.A. Reid?
I can neither confirm nor deny the rumors that are out there floating in the air about that situation.
Good old non-having sex Chili, huh?
Yeah, good old Christian Chili.
I'll just say, I wasn't there. I didn't see them sleeping together. I didn't peep into people and see that action going on.
For no reason, neither.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, you know, there was definitely something there because Pebbles was really quick. I mean, I have the original flyer that they were using to advertise to fill the spot for Chili. So there was definitely some anger issues there. And I don't understand why it would be directed toward Dallas.
You got to kind of wonder that, okay, she was seen flirting with Dallas, and for that you suspend and you want to get out the group. It just seemed like there's more to that story.
I would love to have been a fly on that wall.
There's more to that story, and like I said, when I see people out and there's stories out there, and I see people out, I'm gonna do my best at it because hell, you never know, they might answer it.
You got to ask, you got to ask.
Yeah.
Those are just some of the things, but I asked.
When he writes that book one day, he's going to tell us what happened. Coming soon, you guys, 2015.
2015, be ready by then.
Now, reason I'm watching the movie, though, I would definitely say, like I said, I personally thought that watching Lil, and I'm going to be honest, Lil Monitor had the best track record. You know, she's running on stage with Jay-Z, letting Charlamagne make her cry on the radio.
Yes.
So I was already suspect.
Yes.
You know, I had never, the only girl in that group that I had ever met was Lisa. So I like you, so I was kind of biased. So I'm like, you know, but I'm going to give Lil Mama props.
She played
Lil
her.
Mama.
She did it. Yes.
She protected Lisa very well.
She sure did.
Very well. And she, in a couple of those scenes, you can always tell a good actress when you start referring to them as the character they're playing.
Right.
You see,
right.
That's the reason why when people talk about Beyonce. Beyonce can't act. Whenever you see Beyonce in a movie, you say, oh, look at Beyonce acting a fool. You always say, when she did her little, you think I'm crazy? I'll show you crazy. You say, oh, look at Beyonce. But you're going to tell me, when you watch What's Love Got to Do with It, for a point in time, you thought Angela Bassett was really Tina Turner.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
I did.
So that's how you can tell when somebody can act. That's when these people, all these Beyonce stands, you talk about Beyonce can't act because there's never one time that you ever refer to her as a character she's playing. I really thought for a period of time
that
I was watching Lisa.
Yes.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I was watching Lisa on that show. So I give Lil Mama a lot of props. All those Lil Mama jokes stop.
I will agree with you 100%. Like, I was like everybody else when I heard the casting. I was like, y'all have lost your minds. When I saw her, I actually saw her before they started shooting. And I was like, how are they going to get this girl to play
Lisa? They don't look like left eye.
Me too.
No. But they did. She, and it's more than just looking. She embodied the character of Lisa so hard.
She acted like her. She looked like her. She acted like her. She sounded like her. And the reason why I give her a lot of props is because the Kiki and Drew, they got Chili and T on there to show them. Left Eye's not here anymore.
Yeah,
so that's
her under the eight ball from the beginning. For her to be able to pull that off without Left Eye being here to show her or to her to spend time with her, that she did an amazing job.
Yeah, salute to Little Mama.
And they wouldn't let her talk to
the
family either.
Right. And she did. So she basically had to go off of whatever footage Chili and Tion had and whatever they told
her. That was it.
And whatever she saw on TV. So she did an amazing job.
This is an amazing conversation. I think it's something that we definitely have to maybe do a whole show on, and I would love to do this show, just dedicating it all to like at least an hour to this, because I think a lot of people that's listening tonight are people who tune into the show tomorrow if you're not tuned in tonight. I think it's interesting to them. It's interesting to me because there's a lot of things that
definitely.
We don't know, you know. I want to keep it moving. We have about 7 minutes left. I don't know in how much time we got left. About 7 or so, 8 minutes.
Something
left.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do put them on blast. Heaven, do you want to blast your person or no?
Nope.
Okay.
Well,
you're sure to change your tune.
Well, I over the weekend got up with a reality chick, you know, that on TV right now.
Yes. He's a slut.
You know, got up with the reality girl. Now, you see, this I'm going to put the situation on blast. See, I don't know if I want to put her on blast. Personally, I'm just going to say this. She's on a show that you watch.
Yes.
We're going to put things like that. Now, this is my thing. When you are about to, and I'm going to make this very short, when you're about to engage in a sexual, you know,
act,
there's certain rules that I got.
Okay.
And now, me and this young lady had discussed this prior, and I'm just saying to my, I just said, I'm not into the ball sucking thing.
Oh, wow.
The ball licking thing is my thing.
Oh, wow, okay.
I'm not into the ball sucking. That shit hurts. Hurts me. That hurts. The jewel, you stuck in the jewel, that
below,
hurts.
Ladies.
So, now I don't know whether she thought, well, that's because you ain't never having sucked by me, or
right. I'm
you know,
the best
I,
ball sucker out there.
But
right. okay.
as we get into the act, she then, you know, goes down there, okay, and then she starts sucking on my balls.
Oh God!
After we've had a 2 month conversation of me not liking that.
Did you slap her in the head?
So well, you know, I just gently need her in her fucking throat.
Ooh.
Gently.
Ooh. In a throat.
Yeah, in a throat. You know, lift my knee up. You know, and caught like the bottom of a where the chest and the throat connects. You know.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so that was an issue. But my point is this. If I tell you this, okay, if I tell you I don't like a certain thing, don't try, when the moment arrives, why would you then try to do that?
Yeah.
Thinking
yes.
that, I guess, like I said, thinking that, well, you know, if he had it done by me or at the time it goes on, you know, or maybe he'll change his mind, or maybe he just haven't had his jewels fucked by me. But you know what? That's why you got need.
Wow.
And I texted you this earlier. That pissed me off. You know, that kind of messed up my weekend.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was messed up.
Everything
yeah, because you told her not
was,
to do it.
Yeah, you told her not to do it. Everything was going good up until then. You know what I mean? But, you know, shout out to Reality Stars.
Yeah, Reality Stars. I want to put on blast somebody that heaven knows. Her
Uh-oh.
Name is Jamnesha or something like that. I don't know if you guys know who she is. But she claims that she, you know, she has sex with people and they got to pay $10,000 to have sex with her. I'm sure
okay.
you heard about it.
Yeah.
Okay. What I want to say is, number one, okay, Jamnesha, if you're out there listening or if you listen tomorrow, okay, if you're charging 10 G's and up, one, you should go to the gym because I can see the back fat on your back and it's kind of, okay, anyway.
Ooh.
Okay, we're going to keep moving. Okay, anyways, selling pussy on Twitter is not officially legal, and selling pussy on Twitter is kind of ratchet. And I'm just saying, if you're a high-class girl, you make 10 G's a guy, I mean, that's great. Great for you, right? But when you're
right.
doing it on Twitter and you're announcing it on Twitter and you got people retweeting it and you think it's cute, bitch, that's not cute. You sell pussy on Twitter. You're a Twitter hoe. You are a Twitter prostitute. It's really unattractive. Like, really. Like, who's saying this is
$10,000?
Yeah, who's paying her $10,000? I wouldn't pay her $10. Like, with all that back fat, did you see the picture? She got, like, a piece of fat, like a ham. Bitch, go to the gym. What about that? Spend some of that money and get your body in shape. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want to say.
Absolutely.
I'm putting her on blast. I saw you say something to her about coming on the show. Guess what? She's been on your show twice. She's been here once. Guess what? I'm not interested in talking to you. Honestly.
Really? She's been on my show?
I thought you said she'd been on your show.
Who?
Jamnesha, the white girl that looked black. Anyways, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, let me go look
Jamnesha.
At this chick.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyways.
Damn,
anyways,
I'm tweeting the people.
Something.
Was I lying out there? Like,
yeah, you
must have
been
high. Hey, you've been on
you
that twice before.
Shit. Her name is Jamnesha. You'll see the picture with the backpack. Anyways. She basically didn't say nothing back. And see, I got a problem with this. The same thing with Cash Tax. These D-list, F-list hoes, you ask them, you know, come on the show, you know, promote. It's free promotion, bitch. Come on the show. Right?
Oh, I know you're talking. Oh, yeah, I know.
She
Jenna
didn't say anything back. I guess yes, the white chick. I guess because she shot for Show magazine. Bitch, you didn't shoot for no Vogue or Elle. You shot for Show. Nobody gives a fuck about Show. You didn't shoot for Elle. When you shoot for Vogue or Elle, then call me. Guess what? You should be available every time he reach out to you. You should be available every time I reach out to you. Because guess what? Ain't nobody else checking for you.
Right.
That's my blast. That's all I'm going to say.
I know
that's
what you're talking about.
I'm just saying. Come on, we had the owner of the Lakers, we had actors and other people on this show who called in kindly and was professional.
Exactly. Yeah, you know how I feel
about
that.
Don't play with me. Yeah, you know how I feel about that. Okay, Jamnesha, I'm just saying, the woman to woman, go get that back fat. You make a 10 G's, boo-boo, you got to make sure you take care of that. That back fat in the back, yeah, it's not sexy. Okay. Anyways, Dollhouse Radio, we love y'all. We here every Saturday. Tune into the Tuesday show with Heaven Clark and his crazy-ass cast. Tune into the Thursday show with N. Burke, you guys, at 9 o'clock with his co-host,
Oh, Jahara. I love Jahara. So make sure you guys tune in. We love you so much. Okay, we were supposed to have, like, call-ins for ghost stories and stuff. Look, we talked about all the other stuff. We didn't have no time for no damn ghost stories anyway.
You got people.
And you have people on here waiting, too.
Talk about, I thought we was going to get up.
Wait,
yeah, they
sitting
up here saying,
people.
Damn, they're hanging up now. They're like, oh,
no, don't
hell
no.
Nah.
And answer the phone. Answer a couple calls.
All right, huh? Hold on. This is an L.A. call right here. This is an L.A. call. Hey, 323-483.
And you know people be calling, texting, tweeting Heaven after the show, after my show go off, and they be like, why she don't answer the phone?
She don't let us have no questions.
Hello? 323, who's this?
Hello?
323, hello?
Oh, they hung up. Okay, let's
wow,
go to someone else.
Hung up.
They
well,
hung up.
Well, then what the hell do you do? Okay.
Boy, they were on forever. They were on
that
all night.
That was Damnisha on the phone.
Hey, this is 908. 908's on the line right now.
908, welcome to the show. Who's this?
Yo, India, what's going on? It's Ralph.
Ralph.
What's up?
Hey, you hey. Better have a school. You better have a ghost story for me.
Nah. I've been waiting 2 weeks to put this bitch on blast. 2 weeks. And I finally...
Okay, go ahead. Blast.
Okay.
Who are we blasting?
This is from Exotica a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm wanting to blast
ago.
Out the
I
girl
was there.
Who go. Yeah. Did you see the girl who goes by the name of Mary Jane?
Yes, I did.
I want to put that bitch on blast.
Uh-oh.
What'd she do? Uh-oh.
Okay. Now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, India, you know me for a long, long time.
Yes.
And you
yes.
know that I never disrespect anybody.
No.
I walked up to her. I said, do you mind? No, I'm a member of the press. Do you mind if I take your picture? And she said, oh, it's $5. I was like, well, you know, honey, press don't pay for pictures.
Exactly.
So she said, I showed her my pass. She said, are you really press? I said, yeah. She said, well, because some, I said, why you ask that? She said, because some of you guys are kind of creepy. And I was like, well,
oh.
I was like, well, we're not really creepy. So then, as I'm getting ready to take the picture, she puts the penthouse that she's in on page 76 and puts it up in my face and says, I don't want you taking my picture.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
what?
I was like, what's the problem? She said, I don't want you taking my picture.
Wow.
And I'm like, did I say something? She was like, I just don't want you taking my picture.
Wow.
So she made
now
this
who
whole
is this bitch?
Mary Jane, black chick. Who's in this month's issue of Penthouse magazine? I think on page 76 or something like that.
Blast her ass on Twitter. She's
so,
taking down press, bitch. You better be lucky somebody want to take your bitch.
That,
I don't even know who she is.
She's nobody. But women, now get this.
Wow.
She's at this booth, and I know the guy that runs the booth. And I said, well, if you want to know who I am, you could ask Ted. She's like, Ted will tell me who you are. He can verify it for me. And I said, well, if you want to know who I am, this is my client. He said, you can give it to Ted. I was going to give my business card. He said, you can give it to Ted. He can verify it for me. So then I said,
wow.
I was looking at it, and I was like, you know what, that's okay. Then she said, no, go ahead, take the picture. I was like, no, that's okay. She was like, take the picture because now you're causing the scene. I was like, you know what, honey, that's
wow.
okay. That's okay.
Wow.
So,
these bitches have gone crazy.
Wait a minute. So I walked maybe 7 steps. On the same booth, because he had a larger booth, and it was a girl that known named AJ McIntyre. She's a friend of mine. We're sitting talking. I said, yo, AJ, what's up with your homegirl? And she said, what's up? And I told her, she said, Ralph, don't even worry about it. We know who you are. This is her first time, blah, blah, blah. So then I see Ted, and we were standing over there next to Jenna Jameson. I told him the same thing. I said, yo, Ted, you need to check your girl. He's like, who? I said, this girl, Mary Jane. And I told him the same. He said, Ralph, listen. This is her first time here. She doesn't know anything. And I said, but you know something? That's exactly the point. She doesn't know who people are, and she doesn't know who I am. Or she know, I could have been someone that worked for Exotica. And because of her pissy attitude, I might not want her back.
Yeah, you don't want her back. Exactly. No, really.
So I let it ride, and then the next day, I'm walking around, and I run into this guy who I met, and I was introducing him to people in porn that I know, and I introduced him to Ted, and she's like this, nah, Ted, that's the guy. And he says, yeah, that's Ralph Terry, that's China's manager. What
right.
did he do? And then she said, well, he was just kind of, he's like, yo, he didn't do nothing. He probably asked you, can he take his picture? He's a member of the press. So now she's looking all dumbfaced, and she still wanted to put her ass like, nah, he's creepy, he's creepy. He was like, I know this guy. He's the furthest thing from creepy.
Well, why would you say that? Like, why would she say that?
She's trying to save face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it was. She was trying to save face. She's just some random chick that's in this month's issue of Penthouse Magazine. I said, honey, let me tell you who I am. I'm the manager of former WWE champion China, who's been on Playboy magazine the cover twice. She has the second best-selling issue in the Playboy's history.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck have you done?
Right.
You're on page 76 of Penthouse magazine.
76. That's the whole book. She at the end. Like, bitch,
exactly.
Nobody reads that far.
Exactly.
I don't even go that far. What the hell?
Your name is just listed on the cover. There isn't even a picture of you on the cover. And
wow,
you're popping some shit.
That's cold.
And it's your first time here?
Right.
So that's
who
I want to put.
I think some of these girls need etiquettes. They need etiquettes of the show. They need etiquettes of just how to present themselves to the public. Because I get so many complaints. Ralph, I think you told me before, the girls are charging money for pictures now. We didn't charge money back in the days. Back in the days, it wasn't that damn long. It was 2005. Guess what? We didn't charge no money for no damn pictures. If you came to the show, you paid your money to come to that show, we gave you a picture for free. You got your camera out, you take a picture.
Who charges
$5?
Well,
what if
you
don't have change?
Well, no, you know how that's changed, and I'll tell you why it's changed.
What if you don't have change?
That's basically changed because the video companies themselves don't really bring the girls out anymore. The girls are bringing
We came from the golden era. Right.
Exactly.
When we came out, we actually got paid a lot of money to be there. So, yeah, you're probably right. So these bitches want a penny pinch on all the fans just because y'all didn't get paid to come there. No, bitch, you should have stayed your broke-ass home. That's what you should have did. You should have stayed your broke-ass home trying to penny pinch the fans.
$5.
I would be embarrassed to ask the fans $5 for a damn picture.
But, Indy, I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to be honest with you. If I would have asked her to take a picture with her, she said $5. If I was to jump in the picture with her,
mm-hmm.
I might have understood that. But I'm saying just stand
mm-hmm.
there, let me take a shot of you and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. You want to charge me for it. And most importantly, you don't charge the press. We got a big-ass sticker and lanyard around the neck that says press in big-ass pink letters.
Well, screw her. Who cares? Guess what? It was already a Mary Jane back in the days anyway, so, bitch, your name ain't
exactly
relevant. I don't even know who you are. So,
who
cares?
If you go look at her, and if you look at her, she'll say, damn, she even kind of looked like the old girl Mary Jane.
Do she? Oh, I got a story about that, you guys, but I can't tell it on air. But anyways.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
We lost heaven.
We lost heaven. Huh?
We lost heaven.
Oh, we lost heaven.
Yeah.
But
well,
waiting.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
I've been
so
waiting
much,
2 weeks
so
to put that
in.
Bitch on blast.
I know
two
you wanted
weeks.
To put somebody on blast. You told me last weekend we weren't on, so.
Yeah.
Don't worry
bad.
About it. You know these girls are bootleg. Half of them are bootleg. They think they're bigger than they are. Like, you know, they prance around like they this and that, then they go back to their reality of nothing. So don't even worry about it.
Go back to McDonald's, bitch. Go back to McDonald's.
May I take your order? Anyways.
Give me some Mighty Wings, damn it.
Give me some Mighty Wings. Give me number two and an orange drink. Anyways, we definitely appreciate you guys for being here tonight. We're here every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the new vampire time. We love to be here later, but we can't. But, yes, I guess ghost stories will have to go to Twitter. So follow me on Twitter right now, @SexyIndia. Tell me your ghost story. We'll do it right there live right now. So I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. You guys are going to hit heaven up, and you're going to cuss him out. Because, see, they don't come to me in. They go to him. They don't come to me. They're probably going to come to you, too, tonight. Give them your Twitter.
Wait,
give them your Twitter,
I'll tell you a ghost story real fast.
And give your Twitter.
My Twitter, my personal Twitter is Orca172. That's ORCA172. And of course, the show Launchpad Radio is @LaunchpadRadio1. Those are my Twitters.
And
I gotta say, my co-host @IAMJahira, JAHAIRA.
And
those
she's beautiful, you guys. She's so pretty. I want to have a slumber party with her. Yes. And yes. end. We're working on that end to have a Dollhouse Radio Slumber Party. That's
going
to be great. Slumber Party. We got a lot of beautiful people in, huh, with the whole Dollhouse cast. I'm so super excited. Make sure you guys check out his show on this Thursday. Do you know who your guest is?
No. No, not yet. We're working on
okay.
that.
How can the other artists send music to you?
You can always send music to me to launchpadradio13@yahoo.com.
All right. Well, you guys heard it, and we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in tonight. And thank you so much. I love you so much.
No
All
problem,
right.
baby. My pleasure.
We'll see
Bye.
You guys next week. Bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.